AN, mobile. Jack talking to JD, okay, F4RV8, he came by, and he's sitting in a ham shack with me. He's looking at this radio I'm talking on.
Ah, okay, that's good. Hello, JD, and haven't talked to him in a while. Anyway, what kind of radio is it, Gary?
It's TM751A2 meter all mode.
Radio, and anyway, just heard you and thought I'd holler back at you. Good to hear you. Say hello to Joy for me. Hope y'all are doing well.
Joy's doing well. She's doing fine. She's sitting in the other room. I'm talking off a little J-pole that's standing in the corner over here. I'm not even on the outside antenna. I didn't know if I was scratching into the repeater or not.
Yeah, you got white noise on your signal, but you are readable from there.
Where you at now, Rusty?
Sitting over here at home, just in the same place I've been for 40-some years now.
Well, JD was wanting to know where you were, and I figured you was over at the house, but is everything going well with you?
Well, everything's going good as could be expected, you know. I've got had some antenna problems. I got another antenna I got to get into the air when I get somebody over here to help me get it up. But I was soldering the coax onto the ladder line today, and I got to go get me some of that liquid tape so I can cover up those openings so water can't get down into that coax once I hang it in the air. But I got a G5RV I'm wanting to get up in the air.
RV's a good antenna. It's been around a while. It's I kind of like the mystery antenna a little better, but I got the loop up over here at the house. That's what I use on 75-80 meters.
Oh yeah, I've got a full 80 meter loop up it up out there in the yard too, and it's pretty good. But I made it with such thin wire that it's been breaking apart in the last 4 or 5 months here. I've had strain on it. It's been stretched. It started out being 257 feet long, and I think it's down to about 252 feet now. It's still longer than what's needed for a full 80 meter loop, but it works 10 through 160, and I can use power on 10 through 80. No power on 160 because it's not really made for it, and it'll even let me work some 6 meter on it, believe it or not.
Well, I'm glad that that's working. I hate that it's getting shorter. That's not good, but it is what it is. But anyway, JD's got to head out, so I'm going to jump off of here and visit with him for another minute or two. Good talking with you, Rusty. You take care. I'll give the microphone to JD, let him say howdy to you, and I'll talk to you later. WU2T, KI4DOS.
KI4RVH.
Well, hello, JD. I've heard you check in a couple of times on the 2-meter net and when I was around where I was getting in, so good to hear you actually getting a chance to talk to you for a minute.
Well, did my storm come through and tore my antenna all the way, my pole down, and everything's on the ground. I've been cleaning it up, and I come over here, talk to Gary, and I heard on my handheld at night, this guy had a 2-meter 440 antenna by it, and get it up in the air and start talking.
Looks like you've got a good thing going, and it sounds like that's a good antenna. That's a good radio he's talking on there, too. You're talking on, too, and it's a good one. I wish I had that one. I have a TM271, but I don't have the A, which is the all mode, so... Anyway, good deal, JD. I hope everything goes good and you get it all cleaned up and get yourself back on the air there, over.
You too. my coax to it. Jerry got it right here and start talking again. Over.
Well, sounds good. Well, good luck with it. I'll let you get back to you and Gary talking, and good to talk to you, and both of you have a good rest of the day. And KF4RVH with KI4DOS, this is W2T73.
Okay, Rusty, this is KF4RVH, okay. Thank you.